Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Well, of course I can say it.
What?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Well, go ahead then.
All right, deep cleansing breath. Genus hymenolamus.
Oh, that's crazy. Hens don't have earlobes.
Could see how that would cause an injury. How long did it take you to recover?
13 seconds.
Okay, now, Wooten, answer this.
Okay.
How do you know whether a hen will lay brown eggs or white eggs?
Yeah. Wit. It is to laugh. Ha! Don't insult my intelligence. If a hen's earlobes are white, she'll lay white eggs, and if they're red, she'll lay brown.
Oh, that's crazy. Hens don't have earlobes.
Well, now, actually, I've heard that before. He's right, Connie.
What?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm a guru of information when it comes to barnyard animals. You can ask me anything.
You can't know everything.
Okay, go ahead, Connie. Try and stump me.
Greetings and salutations, Mr. Whittaker, Miss Kendall, Mr. Bassett.
Hello, Eugene.
Hello, Mr. Meltzner.
I've actually come to share some significant news.
Oh, what is it?
I just came from a meeting with the board of directors of the Odyssey Community Hospital. They have asked my organization, Hand Up, to help organize their blood drive this year.
Oh, that's great, Eugene.
Yeah, but why does the hospital need your help?
Well, Mr. Phelps, who's on the board at the hospital, said their turnout has been rather disappointing the last several years.
Well, I'm sure you'll do a wonderful job promoting it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'll be there to donate with bells on. Maybe just jeans and a sweater.
You know, I love to give blood, Eugene. It's so refreshing. And I'll be happy to help out, too. I had a transfusion once, so I'm a big fan of blood.
Oh, well, I accept the offer. You know, we need help thinking of ways to recruit possible donors. Do you have any ideas for that?
Ooh, you could have a football game. The red blood cells versus the white blood cells. And some plasma cheerleaders. Instead of pom-poms, they could throw cotton balls.
Yes, well, that certainly is an idea. You know, the first item of business, of course, is figuring out a new location. You see, the hospital believes the lack of response is partially due to the drive not having a central place.
Yes, and instead of a huddle, we'll call it a clap.
Well, you know, you could have it here. The little theater should be plenty big enough.
Oh, Mr. Whittaker, that would be ideal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You think there's enough room at the stage?
Oh, we can go look at it right now.
All right.
Oh, sorry. It's Katrina. I left her a message earlier. I'll join up with you in a moment.
All right.
Okay.
Hello, Katrina. Did you get my message?
I have no idea.
Yes, a blood drive. I'm quite energized by the prospect.
Johnny, how else are they going to hear the rooster?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that's just a silly phobia. I'll be fine. Yes, I know what happened last time I saw blood, but I'm quite certain I'll be able to cope. No worries. Well, of course I can say it. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Fine. Needles. See? I'll see you at home. Goodbye. Oh. All right. Deep cleansing breath. No problem. After all, I'm merely the organizer. I won't have to give my own blood, will I?
Connie.
Oh, hi, Trent.
Oh, what are you reading?
This.
Fascinating facts about pigs? There's a whole book on that?
Well, pigs happen to be very fascinating creatures. Did you know they're the only barnyard animal that can get sunburned?
Kind of like bacon without a pan.
Yeah. So, what can I do for you?
Oh, nothing. I'm just waiting for Mandy. Eugene asked us to promote the blood drive by interviewing people that have had blood transfusions. You know, so people will see the end result of giving. I'm going to run the studio while Mandy interviews the people.
Well, that sounds like a great idea, except Mandy just called.
Oh, is she running late?
Sort of. She's not coming.
What?
She said to tell you she had other things come up.
Ugh, she can't drop out like this.
Well, I think she has a lot on her mind these days. But, hey, you can still do the interviews. I'll run the studio for you.
Me? Interview? I don't know how to interview people.
It's not that hard.
Hey, you should do it. You're the expert. Connie, you have your own show.
Yeah, but I think it'll be more effective if people see a kid getting involved. Besides, it'll be good for you.
Whenever someone says something will be good for me, it either means it includes broccoli or it's going to make me sweat like a pig.
Actually, according to this book, pigs don't sweat. That's why they cool themselves off by rolling in the mud.
I can't do these interviews. I'll drown in my own perspiration.
Aw, come on, you'll do fine. Just imagine that the people listening have the same interests that you do.
Oh, that's the nerve-wracking part. Other people listening, critiquing every question I ask, every word I stumble over, laughing every time my voice squeaks. Oh, man. Could you hand me a towel? My shirt's soaking through.
Here. So, Trent, what are you going to ask?
Well, I'll ask how the accident happened, what the process of getting a blood transfusion was like, and how it made her feel that someone gave blood so she could have it.
Those are great questions. Okay. We're gonna start. Go ahead and get in the studio.
Okay. Breathe deep. Hi, Ms. Schmidt.
Hello, Trent.
We'll start when the red light goes on.
Okay. I have to admit I'm a little nervous. I've never been on live radio before. All these people listening.
Nervous, huh? There's nothing to be nervous about.
Trent, you're on.
Trent?
What's your name again?
Miss Schmidt.
Oh, Miss Schmidt. Blood. You have some?
Yes, I do.
Good. And, what happened?
Excuse me?
To get your blood transaction.
Transfusion?
Yes. Yes, that's it. You had a blood transfusion. How did that make you feel?
Good?
What a great reason to get blood. Okay, see you next time. Connie, go to commercial. Oh, no. Oh, brother.
Trent, you're sweating an awful lot.
Glandular problem. Hand me that towel, would you please?
Okay.
Hey, Connie, Whit, Mr. Meltzner.
Hey, Wooten.
Greetings.
Yeah, here's your mail. Sorry this one has oatmeal on it.
Oh.
So, how's the planning for the blood drive coming along?
Great.
Yeah, we have a lot of good ideas.
Well, yeah, like what?
Well, we're commencing the event with a pancake breakfast for all the donors.
Oh.
The pancakes will be heart-shaped. Katrina's idea.
Cool.
And we're getting local businesses to offer discounts to people who donate.
Additionally, we're doing live spots on local radio stations.
Wow, it sounds like you have more ideas than a cow has stomachs, which would be four, by the way.
Okay, but what's unique about a goat's eyes?
They have rectangular pupils.
Oh, I'll stump you yet.
Hey, I have an idea. Maybe I could make some artery-shaped bacon to go along with the heart-shaped pancakes.
Well, I'm not sure that's necessary. Mm-hmm. The phone is already ringing off the proverbial hook as a result of all the other promotions we're doing.
Oh, I really want to help, though.
Well, maybe you could just sign up to donate, Wooten.
Yeah, I already did. Oh, well, I'll see you later. I got some mail to deliver.
So long, Wooten.
Farewell.
Oh, Wooten, I almost forgot. Do you know what farm animal noise doesn't echo?
A duck's quack. Bye.
Oh, how does he know all that?
A man made a life-size Ford out of Jell-O cubes. Understanding the way his mind works would be a challenge for Einstein. Now, I don't believe you signed up to donate yet, Miss Kendall.
Oh, yeah. Is 1 o'clock available?
Indeed. I shall record your preference on the master schedule.
When are you donating, Whit?
Me? Oh, well, I'm not sure that I will be.
Really? It's right here at Wit's End.
Yeah, I just don't really like the thought of it.
What, giving blood?
Oh, well, I like the thought of it in general. I just don't especially like the thought of it for me.
Wait a minute, you're afraid to give blood?
You could safely say that, yes.
You jump out of airplanes, Whit? You're afraid of giving blood?
Well, during the war, there was one time when I was injured. I'd lost a lot of blood, and I passed out. And when I woke up, this nurse was taking my blood by mistake. Hmm. Well, anyway, ever since that moment, I've never really liked the prospect of giving blood.
Hmm. I can certainly understand, but don't you think that you need to face your fears at some point, Mr. Whittaker?
Perhaps. I know this is for a good cause. Hmm. Well, I should get the ordering done. I'll be up in my office.
I can't believe Whit is actually afraid of something.
Well, I suppose we're all human.
Even you, Eugene?
Well, yes. In fact, it's become all too clear that I am.
Okay, guys, you're on the air in 1 minute.
Thanks, Connie.
Thanks.
Do you have your questions written down, Trent?
Yeah, right here.
Okay, if you get nervous, just check your cue cards.
Yeah, and I wrote my name at the top so you wouldn't forget it. Remember, that's Wooten. Woo is in like woohoo, and ton that sounds like gum, but with an N instead of an M, and that's a T instead of a G. See that written up there?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
Okay, you're on in 3 seconds.
Breathe. Breathe.
Blink. Blink.
Hi, this is Trent White, and I'm here talking to Woo Gum. Wait.
Oops. Oh.
Wooten Bassett.
Bassett?
Okay, Wooten Bassett.
Uh-huh.
About it.
Oh, it's a blood transfusion,
right?
Trent. Yes.
A blood transfusion? What happened, Wooten?
Well, I'm very glad you asked me that question, Trent. You're an excellent interviewer. It's really an interesting story. I was only a little guy, and I was riding my tricycle down a ski slope, which is something I wouldn't recommend to all you kids at home.
Well, I can see how that would cause an injury.
Actually, Trent, it's because I got my arm stuck on the chairlift on the way up, and I had trouble getting off. You know how high those chairlifts are?
Yeah, my dad and I went skiing last winter.
Oh, did you go to Snow Mountain?
Yeah. Oh, but let's talk about...
Hey, tell me, Trent, did you meet Lois? She works the chairlift. You can't miss Lois. She doesn't have knees. Just born without them. She's really cool. Kind of a stiff walker, but really cool.
I didn't meet her, but, we should get back to talking about your transfusion?
Oh, yeah, my blood transfusion. Where was I? Did I get caught on the chairlift yet?
Wait.
Oh.
The music. No, no, we're not done.
Hey, that's a catchy theme song.
Oh.
Sorry, Trent, we're out of time.
It's the Trent Show. It's Trent's show. It's not yours.
I don't think I'll win any awards for that interview.
No, but it was entertaining. Here's a towel.
Thanks.
And it's the Trent Show. Gotta turn on and hear the Trent Show.
It seemed to start out well.
Yeah, I knew we were getting off track, but I was too nervous to know what to do to get him back on.
Well, it wasn't all your fault, Trent.
And next time, you'll do better.
Next time? There won't be a next time. I'm nervous, not stupid.
You're giving up?
Yep, and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not good at this kind of thing. It's just not for me.
You know, you sound a lot like Moses.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, look back in your Bible, and you'll see he didn't start out very courageous. When God first told him to help rescue the Israelites, he said he wasn't a good speaker. He couldn't do the job.
I know that feeling.
God said, "Who makes mouths? Who makes people so they can speak or not speak? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go. I will help you speak well."
Wow. I guess God really told him.
Now, the Bible is full of people who were told to be courageous even when they were afraid. Gideon, Joshua, David. Should we add Trent to that list?
I'm not any good at it.
That's just what Moses said. After arguing with God for a while, God decided to let Aaron do the talking.
Well, that sounds good. Let somebody else do it.
Yeah, okay, that's one solution. But if you're the one that God truly desires to use, I wonder what blessings you'll miss out on by not doing what he called you to do. Well, just something to think about.
Yeah, I will.
And we'll have the refreshment table set up there.
This is wonderful, Eugene.
Oh.
You've done a phenomenal job organizing our blood drive.
Oh, thank you.
We have 10 times the sign-ups we've had in previous years, and people are still calling.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Mr. Phelps.
I met with the board today. We want to acknowledge you at the pancake breakfast tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's completely unnecessary.
Oh, nonsense. We'll introduce you as the first blood donor of the day.
No, really, excuse me? The first blood donor?
What better way to kick off the event than with the one who made it such a success?
Yes, well, I'm
speechless?
No, more like terrified. I can't give blood.
It's not as bad as you think, Eugene.
Every time I've been stuck with a needle to get a shot, I've passed out. Last month, Katrina took out a needle to mend my vest, and I became lightheaded.
Oh, brother.
I had to exit the room.
Okay, let me get this straight.
Huh?
You're organizing a blood drive, but you're too afraid to give blood yourself.
I believe the word I used was terrified.
This is too funny.
Oh, now, Connie, this isn't funny at all for Eugene.
Precisely.
Whit, he's the one who told you to face your fear.
Yes, well, perhaps that was a bit hasty of me. I'm very fond of throwing out cliches when they involve people other than myself, you know.
Eugene, you have to do this. You're the organizer of the event.
Well, let's just look at the list of blood donor requirements. Perhaps there's one I don't meet.
Let's see. Reasons you wouldn't be able to donate. Have you given blood in the past 56 days?
What do you think?
Do you have heart problems?
Well, whenever I see a needle, I do.
Very funny.
I'm serious.
Weigh less than 110 pounds.
Perhaps if I went on a crash diet.
Yeah, by tomorrow.
It's only 7 pounds.
You weigh less than I do?
Is this really that important?
You know, what if this news got out that you were afraid, huh? It might cause other people not to volunteer. Listen, today I heard someone talking about courage. And if we know something is right, we need to depend on God to give us the strength to do it.
Who did you hear talking about this?
Actually, that would be me.
Oh.
And I hear your point, Connie.
I wasn't making a point.
Well, still, Eugene, I'm thinking it would probably help if you had someone give blood with you.
But who? Miss Kendall?
No. Me.
Way to go, Whit.
Oh, no, Mr. Whitaker. Haven't you ever heard of the phrase, cowardice loves company?
Sorry.
Oh.
Okay, what's the bottom of a horse's hoof called?
A frog, and it peels off several times a year.
What's old McDonald's first name?
Ronald. I heard he makes awesome french fries.
Could you two cease your barnyard trivia long enough to take note of the fact the two of us here are about to have the lifeblood drained from our bodies?
Eugene, it's only a pint. You'll have plenty left.
Tell Katrina I love her.
Excuse me, everyone. We're going live in 3, 2... Good morning, this is Trent White at Wits End, thanks. Wits End reporting about the blood drive. And the first two people to donate blood this morning are John Avery Whitaker and Eugene Meltzner. Two people who've been too afraid to give blood in the past. But sometimes you just have to do what you know is the right thing to do, even if it's scary. Right, Eugene?
Indeed. And it helps to have a friend with you, right, Mr. Whitaker?
Absolutely. And it also helps to pray for courage.
So, Eugene, how are you feeling?
Oh, thus far I'm fine. A little shaky, perspiring, ashen-faced, pale and wan. Otherwise, not so good.
Oh, I didn't know pale and wan were going to be here.
Eugene, what has been your fear in giving blood in the past?
Oh, I don't know. Really little things, like the thought of the, needle.
Hold still.
The menacing needle with its sharp, flesh-cutting point ready to tear away at my fragile skin. Wait, nurse. I've changed my mind. I've already proven that I'm not afraid. I've set the example for others. If I have an aversion to giving blood, then I have an obligation to live up to that aversion.
Eugene, it's over.
Huh? What?
See? They just stuck the needle in.
Huh?
See? That's your blood running through the tube.
My blood? That's my... It's over. I did it. That's my blood. Billions of my white and red blood cells are at this very moment meandering through the plastic tubing.
Way to meander, Eugene!
Good job!
Yeah! Let's check in with Mr. Whitaker, who is also now in the process of donating blood. So, how are you feeling, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, I'm all right, actually. A little shaky, but, to be honest, it's not as bad as I worked it up to be.
Well, it looks like we all learned a thing about facing our fears. This is Trent DeWitt, live on Kids Radio.
Trent, can you interview me once more? I must speak to the people and communicate to them that donating blood is a completely doable task, absent of all the terrifying elements one might associate with it.
Now, Eugene, you need to relax. Don't exert yourself.
Oh, I can't relax, Mr. Whitaker. I'm exhilarated.
Eugene, are you okay? You look a little white.
Oh, I'm fine. The thing is that over 4.5 million Americans are saved each year by people giving kindness.
Eugene? He fainted. Is he going to be okay?
Oh, he'll be fine. Just let him rest for a bit.
Poor guy.
But he did it.
He was a trooper.
Strong and courageous.
Anybody want his juice?
Oh, poor Eugene. But don't worry, I'm sure that he'll be just fine. You know, it's hard to have courage when you have a difficult challenge right in front of you. Even King David from the Bible felt afraid sometimes, but he knew what to do when he felt that way. In Psalm 56, he wrote, "When I'm afraid, I will put my trust in you, O God. I trust in you, so why should I be afraid? What can mere men do to me?" You know, those are words that Eugene, Trent, Whit, and all of us can take comfort in. Oh, and I think Eugene's waking up.
How long do you think he'll be out?
Oh, a couple of minutes. Have something to drink ready.
Hey, did you guys know giraffes don't faint?
Giraffe's not a barnyard animal.
Okay, tell that to my cousin Chloe. She milks them.
What? Okay, do you know what the longest recorded flight of a chicken is?
Oh, look, he's coming too. Eugene, are you okay?
13 seconds.
Yeah, he's right. That's the longest flight of a chicken.
What? Are you kidding? An unconscious person answered that question? Why am I the only one who doesn't know these things?
Because you didn't read the chicken book. Or apparently the giraffe book either. It's part of the set.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Blood, Sweat, and Fears was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Bob Hoos. Our sound designer was Jonathan Crow, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Jess Harnell, Corey Padnos, and Will Ryan as Eugene. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.